With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
President Trump is declaring an economic emergency to put the duties of 10% on all imports from China and 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, except for a 10% rate on Canadian oil. The move fulfills Mr. Trump's campaign promise, but also raises the prospect of increased prices for American consumers. However, the White House says the order includes a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate, as they threaten to do. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Investigators continue seeking clues into the deadly mid-air collision last week that now stands as the deadliest aviation disaster in this country in almost a quarter of a century. The collision between an American Airlines passenger jet and Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C., killed 67. Experts say changes there are in order.
We know that the Reagan Airport is congested. We know that it has limitations to it because of its proximity to the Capitol. We know that necessarily there are military aircraft, but there should be an immediate halt to the use of helicopters.
That's aviation attorney Robert Clifford. Competing claims have emerged over a deadly attack on a boarding school in Sudza, a city in Russia's Kursk region that has been under Ukrainian control for 5 months. The Ukrainian military reported 4 deaths and 4 people seriously injured and over 80 rescued from the rubble. Both sides accused the other of airstrikes that did it. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will discuss victory over Hamas, countering Iran, and expanding diplomatic relations with Arab countries in his meeting on Tuesday with President Trump. This is SRN News. Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that momentum carries over to contest this year. It will determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion in particular. Money is already pouring in and expected to eclipse the more than $70 million combined that was spent on Supreme Court races in both states just 2 years ago. The Department of Education is investigating Denver Public Schools for alleged discrimination. The district converted a girls' restroom on the second floor of East High School into an all-gender restroom while leaving the other bathroom exclusively for male students. The probe into the bathroom at East High School marks a sharp departure from the department's investigations under former President Biden, which sought to promote transgenderism in the nation's public schools. This is SRN News. The cost of hosting a Super Bowl party next Sunday won't be much more than last year.
Experts say the increase over 1 year ago is about 10 cents. But economists with the Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute say not all snacks are created equally, and consumers may have to pay very close attention to prices if they don't want to break the bank. Now, celery and broccoli are the best dipping choices since they cost less this year. Salsa and nacho cheese are holding steady. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 2nd. It's the 33rd day of 2025. It is Groundhog Day. The moon is waxing. Morning stars are Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, and Uranus. On this date in history, 1653, New Amsterdam, a little place that we now like to call New York City, was incorporated for the first time. This is SRN News.